This is Ozarks at Large. The Red Cross is trying to make up for some lost ground. This month's winter storm wiped out dozens of blood drives across Arkansas. Marcy Manley, a Red Cross spokesperson, recently told Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums that blood donations are already low during the months of November, December, and January because of busy holiday schedules.
The supply is sufficient right now. We're meeting patient needs, but we have to constantly replenish that supply because roughly every 2 seconds someone needs blood.
It sounds kind of like a household budget, that you know you've got to have so much, and then if something happens, you don't have as much as you were hoping you'd have.
Exactly. You don't want to spend down to having a dollar left and then have your transmission go out and not have anything there and ready to go. So the blood on the shelves today is what's going to help someone today, but we have to be ready for the emergency situations that might happen tomorrow and on down the line. When you give your blood donation, it goes into that bag and then it has to go through testing. We want to make sure that that blood is safe. So that's about a 3-day delay. So a lot of people will give in the case of an emergency. They hear about a national emergency or a worldwide emergency disaster that happens and they want to help, and we completely appreciate that. But we can't take that blood donation that you give today and send it to someone today. It has to go through those safety precautions. So we want to make sure that we have a supply in stock that can be there for those emergency situations and still have some coming in to be ready for those everyday needs.
Okay, you've lost dozens, almost 40 of these blood drives, and you turn the corner and we're not too far from the holidays. Can you make that up?
We rely on people to be willing to come through the doors to make it up. You know, the donors who decide to come through will decide whether we're able to get the donations in that we had hoped for. Making up 1,000 donations in 2 weeks' time, I mean, we're, you know, projecting for the month. We have a budget, if you will, of what we really need to collect each month. Getting those 1,000 donations made up, there are opportunities to give. There are a number of donation opportunities, particularly in Northwest Arkansas over the next 2 weeks. We hope people will take advantage of that.
Yeah, they're at Walmarts, they're at high schools, they're all over the place. I take it that's the key, making it as easy as possible for people to just kind of drive or walk up.
Absolutely. We are more than welcoming to walk-ins. We also want to make it easy for people if they have a time frame that they want to give in. The donation process from the time you walk into the door to the time you walk out with your free cookies takes about an hour for the average person. So if people want to block out that hour, they can make a donation appointment. And so if you have an 8 o'clock appointment and you get there and there are walk-ins that have come in, you get sort of bumped to the front of the line. We want to take care of you because you have budgeted that time. So, yeah, I mean, we try to make it as easy as possible. If we only had one blood drive a week, you know, everybody has schedules that are crazy and they're hectic. We know that doesn't work for people. That's why we want to give as many opportunities in as many places as possible.
I don't mean to be flippant about this, but it sounds a little bit like trying to attract people to give money to public radio, in that you've got to make them think about it. You tell them, and I'm not suggesting that public radio is more important than a blood drive. I'm not saying that. But you sometimes have to attract these first-time donors. And some people can be hesitant, you know, to give blood the first time. So walk us through what happens that first time.
People are very hesitant. The top two reasons that we hear that people don't give blood is that they've never been asked. So I'm asking right now that
so
you
if
give
you hear
blood.
This.
Yes, please do. The second is they're afraid of needles. No one likes needles. I don't know anyone that says, I think I'd like to have a needle in my arm today. But I think it's weighing the pros and cons of it. Most donors, even those who are really afraid, I've stood by people who were really afraid of donating, but they did it because they're thinking my one donation can help save 3 lives. And what if those 3 lives are my mother, my sister, my brother, who may need these at some point? Once they actually do it, they describe it as a pinch in the arm, and in 10 minutes, it's done. And the worrying about it was a lot worse for them. So basically, that's how people describe it. A pinch in the arm, that one thing that you're really afraid of. The donation process works in that you walk in the door, you'll do some required reading that informs you about eligibility, medications that maybe preclude you from giving, travel to some areas is restricted because of different illnesses that are prevalent there. Then you'll go through a mini physical where your temperature will be taken, your hemoglobin levels will be checked to make sure your iron is high enough for you to give safely, and then you go through and do the donation. Time in the chair, usually for the average person, about 10 minutes.
Take a newspaper, take your iPad, you're golden.
Yeah, and we allow all of that. I mean, if you want to read your John Grisham novel, if you want to play Angry Birds with the free hand, you know, do what works for you. We understand. You don't have to just sit there and think about, well, I'm miserable for these 10 minutes. I mean, and most people don't. You'll right. find that a lot of people use blood drives as a social event, too. I mean, you get to see people, meet people, and you'd be surprised with how many people have a story, whether they realize it or not, where their life has a tie to someone who needed blood or where blood donation made a difference.
Marcy Manley is a Red Cross spokesperson. To find out more about blood drives in the region, you can go to redcrossblood.org. More moves at Walmart and a lot of moves in the banking industry. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly recap of the state's biggest business headlines.
David Cheesewright has been appointed CEO of the International Division of Walmart Stores effective February 1st. Cheesewright will succeed CEO-elect Doug McMillan, who was named to his new post as CEO of Walmart last week. Since September of 2011, Cheesewright has served as head of a regional management team responsible for Walmart's operations in Canada, the United Kingdom, and Africa. Tommy May is set to step down from his post as chairman and CEO of Simmons First National on January 1st. CEO-elect George Makris will assume the top post after a year-long transition. May will become the inaugural chairman of the Simmons First Foundation, a charitable giving extension of the bank that will distribute Tommy May Make a Difference grants to local community projects. Bank of the Ozarks has entered into an agreement to acquire BankShares, Inc. of Houston, Texas. Under terms of the agreement, Bank of the Ozarks will pay $23 million for all outstanding shares of BankShares common stock. The transaction is expected to close during the first quarter of 2014. A bank deal announced in October has closed. Arvest Bank announced its acquisition of National Bank of Arkansas has been completed. The conversion of NBA accounts and operations into Arvest will not be finished until early February. Terms of that transaction were not disclosed. The Walton Family Foundation announced a $2.1 million grant to the University of Arkansas to fund several programs within the College Access Initiative and the Center for Multicultural and Diversity Education. The funds will directly benefit students from Phillips County, Arkansas, and those who have graduated from public charter schools around the state. As part of the program, university officials will expand ACT training for high school students and will also increase recruiting efforts at certain schools. On the jobs front, Ben E. Keith Company announced it will build a $60 million, 350,000 square foot distribution center in North Little Rock by 2016. The food service distributor will add 80 new jobs to its state workforce of 275 after the expansion is completed. And telecom provider AT&T said it presently is hiring 50 workers for open positions in Arkansas, including 30 new jobs. Nabholz Construction announced that CEO Bill Hanna has been named chairman of the board, and Chief Financial Officer Greg Williams will step into the role of Chief Executive Officer on January 1st. Williams has served as CFO for Nabholz for the past 18 years. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.